Blog Talk Radio.
Run to Old Navy for revolutionary prices on summer's most stylish shorts. Today only, they're all 50% off for the whole family. All your favorite shorts, denim, linen, all of them. All shorts are 50% off today only. Run to Old Navy now. Valid 6:30. Excludes active.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Jack from Jack in the Box. Today I'm in my tasting kitchen letting Jeremy try my new portobello mushroom buttery Jack. You know my buttery Jack burgers.
Love them.
Then you'll be happy I'm making a new one.
Why? They were perfect. With the melted garlic herb butter?
The new one has that too, plus grilled onions and portobello mushrooms.
Oh, those are those fancy mushrooms, huh?
Try it.
Oh, dang it, Jack.
What?
I guess I'm a fancy mushroom guy.
Welcome to the club.
Try the new portobello mushroom buttery Jack with melted garlic herb butter. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Blog Talk Radio.
These days, everybody's looking for ways to make healthier choices. That's why Walmart's having a special event this Saturday, October 11th, called Your Passport to Healthier Living. They'll have free blood pressure and glucose screenings, and you'll be able to get low-cost immunizations, which may be covered by your insurance. Plus, they'll have in-store demos of products and foods for healthier living. Visit walmart.com/healthcare to see participating stores in your area and get your passport to healthier living this Saturday at Walmart. Healthcare begins here.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Horoscope Detective Show. This is your host, Issachar Bey. Definitely glad you guys could tune in for another great show today. We have a very, very special guest. Growing up in New York City, I had the opportunity of going to a friend of mine named Shelly Ackerman's astrology classes. And one night when I went, she had a very special guest, and his name was Alfie Lavoie. And he had a book on her every day signed for me, and he gave an excellent, excellent lecture that night. One of the things that growing up in New York City that I always used to do every month, and I still do it to this day, every time the Bell horoscope comes out, the first thing I do is grab it, turn to the back, and look at the Alpha Lavoie article on Horary Astrology. It's just something that I always did, living back in New York, and now that I'm here in Las Vegas, I do the same thing. We're honored today to have the great Alpha Lavoie with us, great astrologer, and we're going to have a great time today discussing many different things about him. Hello, Mr. Lavoie. How you doing?
Good, doing real well. How are you doing?
I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule. I also want to send my best wishes in regards to your lovely wife, Carol. Just to get started, could you tell us a little bit about how did you get involved in astrology, and also who were some of your teachers and mentors?
Well, I got an astrologer. I used to play hockey, and I got my kneecap taken out, and I was in Montreal, and excuse me. A nurse brought me a book, How to Cast Your Own Horoscope by Alan Leo. And, of course, you know, I look at the book, and it was trigonometry, and I just came out of high school. I had taken algebra, but no trigonometry. She says, oh, I'll take a doctor, and he'll show you how to do trig. So the doctor came around, showed me how to do trig. I cast my own horoscope. That was in 1952.
And who were some of, did you study with any astrologers in New York City or Connecticut? And who were some of the astrologers that you considered to be a mentor or that you studied with?
Say that again.
I said, who were some of the astrologers that you studied with or that you were considered to be a mentor, like once you begin to get into astrology and learn how to cast your own charts?
I have a hard time, you know, I'm on a cell phone, but I don't know if this is, I have a hard time hearing you. It sounds like it's an echo or something. I didn't quite, you know, quite get the answer. I mean, the question that you asked.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
I said, yeah, the question I asked was, coming up in astrology, after you learn how to cast charts, who were some of the teachers or mentors or other astrologers that you studied with during that time?
What kind of other astrology did I do?
Yeah, what other astrologers did you study with at that time?
Well, you know, I mean, then after that, you know, I was living in Canada, and I moved to the United States, and I started studying with Charles James. I'm from New York, and I studied with him for, you know, 2-3 years. And then there was a woman from Boston that was a Mark and Min Joan student and follower, and she used to edit all of his books. And I studied with her. Her name was Ruth Gary. And I studied with her. So, you know, my background in astrology was more technical because Charles Jane was very, very technical. And, you know, Ruth Gary, of course, she followed all of Mark and Min Joan's stuff. And I like Mark and Min Joan. He was a very good astrologer, but, you know, it was different than the Alan Leo astrology and the Charles Jane astrology because, you know, it was, there's a lot of stuff that I like that he does, but there's some stuff that I found it's a little different, you know.
How did you get involved in horary astrology?
That's a long story. You have the same problem, you know, when we get into astrology, it's like a disease. You couldn't get enough of it. I mean, every night I'd be reading astrology book on weekends and every little chance I had, so I had a friend of mine that was studying with me with Ruth Gary. So we used to take the train from Hartford, Connecticut, go to New York to Weiser and Mason and buy books, you know, like Friday night, and we come in late, and I come home with shopping bag full of books. So I went over to Mason, and I saw this book, this pink book, of course, having five planets in Libra. I said, I told Mr. Mason, I said, what's that? And it was way up there, you know. Well, he said, that's horary. I don't know if it works. And, you know, he's trying to discourage me. And the wife come around and said, you want the book? Yeah. She says, her husband, get him that book. So I brought the book. It was Ivy Jacobson, How to, Horary Astrology. And so then I met Ivy Jacobson, and I really loved her. I mean, she was an astrologer, a horary astrologer, but she also wrote some real nice other books, all right, that, you know, other part of astrology. And, you know, I mean, I like her horary because she was straight down on earth. And, you know, you take Sylvia Dillon and Geraldine Davis and all that, they have the same type of horary, you know. And so I read all these books, and that's how I got into horary. I mean, you have to remember that back in, this was like in 1962, 63, all right? In those days, there, people didn't know what horary astrology was. I mean, you know, if I tell people it's horary astrology, they didn't know what it was. Horary astrology didn't come famous or popular in the early 80s when Olivia Barclay from England started translating and teaching the Christian astrology there, you know, and so before that, I mean, in America here, people didn't know what horary was.
And those of you that are listening in, we have with us Alfred Lebowie. He's the, I call him the master astrologer, the horary guy. He's very known all over the world for horary. Alfie, could you explain to some of our listeners who don't know what horary astrology is? Just give them a little insight on what it is.
Sure. Horary astrology, of course, I guess they tell me that horror in Latin, horror means hour. And so, you know, it's almost like you almost have to compare like a tarot card reading or something like that. The only thing is you're tied to planets. So if somebody calls you and says, you know, I mean, okay, I just look at a house. And should I buy this house? Is there any problem with this house? Should I buy it? Will I get the loan from the bank? Am I paying too much money? So you can look at all of that with Horary. Because supposedly when somebody asks you a question, the time in the sky, the sky is lined up just right for you to answer that question. So you set up a chart for that moment at your locality. And again, there's different school of thought here. A lot of people say, well, you have to set up the chart for where the person asked the question. So if a person is asking a question from Europe, you'd have to set up the chart for Europe at that time. But I have no problem setting up the chart for where I am. I figure I'm the one that's talking to the sky, and I'm talking to the sky where I am. So I always set up the chart for my, you know, where I am. And then, you know, each house is, means something. So in other words, like if he wants to talk about a house, buying a house, that would be the fourth house of the horoscope. The money that he pays for it would be the second house. And, you know, the bank would be the eighth house. So what you do is that you take the ruler of these houses there, and you look at the aspect that it makes. And that, if it's like a 90 degrees or 180 degrees between those two planets, then usually that's a no or not favorable. And if it's 60 or 120, that means it's favorable. So you could look at all this. This is favorable. This is favorable. And give us the answers. And it's amazing. I mean, I had a client that just called me this morning from Chile. He's one of my business clients. And he's freaking out. His wife just came home from a trip. And she had brought a lot of rings, and this guy's got a lot of money, so I'm sure the rings that his wife had was worth a lot of money. So she came home and last night, and she unpacked her stuff, and this morning she's looking for her rings. She had a bag, you know, with these rings in, or a box or something like that. She couldn't find it. She's freaking out because she thinks she left it in the hotel. And also, so Max called me up, and he said, Elsie, you know, my wife's going to have a heart attack. You got to help me. I said, okay. He asked me, where's my wife's ring? So you know, in Horary, even though that he asked and it was his wife's ring, we'd be the ascendant of the sign that was rising. And the sign that was setting, that's his wife. And then the second house from there, which would be the normal eighth house, that would be the ring. And, you know, I told him exactly, go in the middle of the house, you know, face east, turn 10 degrees, though it's the north, all right? If you walk down that part of the house, what you see, it's a bedroom, okay? Walk there. On the north wall, do you have shelves? Do you have a closet? Do you have anything like that? I have a feeling it's on that shelf. It's in a bag. It's in a box. So he walks down there, and he says, wow, there it is. I found them. And they've been looking at it since last night. But this is something that I'm... Go ahead.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's the amazing power of Horary astrology, that you're able to find objects, you're able to get questions asked. Also, those of you that don't have a copy in this month's Bell Horoscope for May, Alpha Lavoie has an article in there, and one of the questions that he's talking about is the person asks, should I loan my friend the money to buy a house and to invest in my friend's business? Should I loan my friend the money? And he goes through step by step how he answers the question based on Horary astrology. Horary astrology is basically when you ask the question, the moment you ask the question, the answer is in the moment. So we draw up a chart for the moment of when you ask the question, and we're able to answer it. Alpha Lavoie has taken this astrology to an enormous level, because not only does he do Horary, but he also deals with Wall Street brokers. He deals with the financial markets. Alfie, tell me a little bit about how you work with the stockbrokers and how you really use this astrology to help the stockbrokers that work on Wall Street.
Well, you know, this is something that Bill Meridian, I mean, is a very well-known astrologer. As a matter of fact, he was working for the Sheikh of Abu Dhabi, investing his money, all right? And he was using astrology. So I met Bill because he had studied with Charles Chan, too. So I knew Bill from way back, and somehow in some conference we met again, and we were talking, and Bill, this was like in probably 85, 86, all right? And Bill says to me, you're still doing clients. I said, I'm doing 5-6 clients a day, you know? And he said, you ought to stop doing clients and invest into the market and using astrology. And I never thought of that. And so he came in and spent a couple of weeks with me and showed me how he does it and all that. So I wrote my first astrology program to predict the market. And so, you know, with the help of Bill, how to do it and stuff like that. So we came up with a program we call a market trader. And then I met this Russian scientist. I was lecturing in Russia. And I met this guy that was really, really sharp with mathematics. So we got our head together, and we wrote this three pieces of software to predict. And we have that piece of software in every major bank in the world, and even a lot of American institutional, financial institutions. I can't tell you because...
Time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 32 Las Vegas O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Celebrate America's birthday in style with a little help from your friendly neighborhood Bonds. Stop in for great deals on everything you need for a fun, festive gathering. Use your club card and get 36-pack cans of Budweiser, Coors, Miller, or Tecate, and 30-pack cans of Michelob Ultra, $21.99 each, limit 2. 80% lean ground beef sold in 3-pound packages, $2.47 a pound. And select varieties of Lay's family-sized potato chips, 9.75 to 10.5 ounces, $1.49 each, limit 4. Bonds, it's just better. Celebrate America's birthday in style with a little help from your friendly neighborhood Bonds. Stop in for great deals on everything you need for a fun, festive gathering. Use your club card and get 36-pack cans of Budweiser, Coors, Miller, or Tecate, and 30-pack cans of Michelob Ultra, $21.99 each, limit 2. 80% lean ground beef sold in 3-pound packages, $2.47 a pound. And select varieties of Lay's family-sized potato chips, 9.75 to 10.5 ounces, $1.49 each, limit 4. Bonds, it's just better.